Hello?
Hi, Jeff. Am I speaking with Jeffrey?
Yes.
Hi, Jeffrey. I am calling from Oregon Opinion Survey, sir. I'm not selling anything. I am contacting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. You have a few minutes of your time to complete the survey.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you vote not, probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you, sir. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or in something else?
Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. What is your age?
67.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly cold or warm. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Okay, the first one is Trump's Project 2025.
Fifty.
Okay. Lori Chavez de Remire.
90.
Joe Biden.
0.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
Same, 0.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
70.
Okay. Janelle Bynum, I'm sorry.
Say that one again.
Janelle Bynum.
Don't know her.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
20.
Thank you, sir. J.D. Vance.
95.
Okay. MAGA Republicans.
Say that one again.
MAGA Republicans.
95.
Thank you, sir. Donald Trump.
90.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Republican.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican.
Okay. Donald Trump, okay?
Yes.
Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Would that be Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, someone else?
I think Donald Trump's going to win.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but the elections for Congress were held today. Would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Demir?
Or definitely, yes.
Okay. Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Biden, a small chance, just a very slight chance?
What's her ticket, Republican or Democrat? I don't know her.
Actually, it's not saying much here. It's not saying if she's Democrat or Republican.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Let me check for you real quick.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know her.
Yes, that's understandable. She would be Democrat.
What seat is she running for?
Let's see here. The Oregon House of Representatives.
Yeah.
She's currently represents the 39th district. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just haven't even heard the name, so I don't know.
Okay, so would that be like, okay, I can read the answers here. Fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, no chance at all.
Without knowing who she is, there needs to be none of the above.
Okay. All right. So you don't know her or is, okay.
Yeah, don't know her.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Would that be strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, strongly disapproved?
Strongly disapproved.
Strongly disapproved, okay. Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Ramirez is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve. Okay, thank you. We're almost done, I promise. Now, I'm going to read to you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez de Ramirez. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Ramirez for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all, okay? Here's the first statement.
Okay.
There's a statement, okay? Lori Chavez de Ramirez voted to cut billions from our border patrol and immigration police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%. Making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnapping, terrorism, and cybercrime. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she's voting to let billionaires cheat in their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities. Now, would this be a great deal? Quite a bit. Just some. Not at all.
Not at all, because that's a misleading question, because the way she voted was tied into many other things that aren't listed in your questions.
Okay. Just remember, these are just statements, sir. Travis de Ramirez has embraced politicians whose extreme project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ+ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez de Ramirez is a vote for these dangerous programs. Would that be a great deal? Quite a bit, just some, not at all.
Not at all.
Thank you. Chavez de Ramirez is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the courts to protect Trump from being held accountable. And their budget proposals would raise taxes on middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists. Would that be a great deal? Quite a bit. Just some. Not at all.
Not at all.
Thank you. Lori Chavez de Ramirez broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise in Oregon women. Would that be a great deal? Quite a bit? Just some? Not at all.
Not at all.
Thank you. Our democracy is being threatened, yet Chavez de Ramirez is standing with Trump and make the lies about the 2020 election being stolen and supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez de Ramirez, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote by mail system. I'm sorry. Would that be a great deal? Quite a bit. To some, not at all.
Not at all.
Thank you, sir. Serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez de Ramirez is making headlines by taking credit for laws that deliver billions to the district. But she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but the supported Republicans who killed the border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it and this election. Would that be a great deal? Quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you, sir. We're almost done, I promise. We're at 82%. Now, I am going to ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Ramirez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Republican.
Dreamer? Okay. Now, I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Now, Janelle Bynum's opponent, says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most per criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by voters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon's family safe. As the mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is the top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, but to get family off our streets, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just in effect, so she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and straightening mental health services. For a worried mom, nothing's more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. We're almost done, sir, I promise. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Ramirez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Republican.
Okay. Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only, really fast. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Would that be 1 through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, law, PhD, MD?
College graduate.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated?
Married.
Thank you, sir. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Thank you. Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. That includes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thank you so much for being patient with me, too, as well. You have a great evening, sir.
That was a lot of fun. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.